no hope of heaven without this book. You would not even know what it meant to be, what it means to be saved without this book. Let's stand for a few minutes as I read verse 43 in Matthew 12. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, notice, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. I'm going to leave off reading there, and I want you to notice again verse 45. Then goeth he, speaking of the unclean spirit, and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. I want to preach to you really just kind of a short Bible study this morning for a few minutes on this thought. New levels, new devils. New levels, new devils. Let's pray. Father, I need your help this morning. I thank you, God, for being here with us today and gracing us, and Lord, mercifully with your presence. And thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, and thank you for this precious book. But Lord, now it comes time, Father, to preach this word, what you've laid on my heart, just these simple thoughts. I pray your people would pay attention. I pray I could be a blessing, Lord. I pray you'd cast down all of me and fill me with thyself. And Lord, nobody's here today to hear from me. I pray, God, that they would hear from heaven, each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you. New levels. New devils. I want to try to be a blessing, but I want to actually make sure that you understand that there are there's a real devil. There is a real Satan. There's real and a real adversary. And the word adversary doesn't just mean enemy. I can have an enemy that's somebody that doesn't like me, who just stays away from me and doesn't want to talk to me and ignores my phone calls and ignores my texts and doesn't care to ever see me or hear from me again. That could be an enemy, but an adversary is much more than that. An adversary, by definition, is one who is aggressively coming after me to try to hurt me, even destroy me. You see, the devil is not just an enemy of God. The devil, the Bible calls him an adversary. Yes. An actively, aggressively enemy who's... For instance, if you were to play a sport of any kind, you would have another team on the other side who they may not be an enemy emotionally or literally hate you personally, but they're trying to defeat you. They're trying to win the game. They're trying to beat you in that particular sport. Now, we're not talking about a game in this situation. We're talking about a battlefield. We're talking about a war. We're talking about real life adversaries who are on the other side of good, and they are as evil and as wicked as they can possibly be, and they're trying to destroy God's people. Right. They're trying to destroy God's church. Yeah. And I want you to notice this verse here says, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he, the unclean spirit, not the man, but the unclean spirit, walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. They, in other words, they're looking for somebody else to come into. And I'm not going to get into demonic possession and all that kind of... That's not where I'm going today. I'm just going to draw out a principle, really, in this case. He saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. In other words, he remembers, instead of me trying to find somewhere else, I kind of like where I was before. And he goes back, and the Bible says that he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. empty, swept, and garnished. And then he finds seven other spirits more wicked than himself. Why? Because he sees that this man that where he was before is not the same. And this man has swept his house, has cleaned up. Is now he's kind of trying to garnish, even decorate with some new scenery, new things, a new creature in Christ. Are you listening to me this morning? And he sees that, you know, I'm going to need some help here, because this man is trying to take his life to a new level. And so I'm going to have to get some new devils to help me out here.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you say, preacher, can a Christian ever be possessed with seven other spirits? And in this case, it would be eight total spirits of evil. No, we cannot be possessed, but the Bible says we can give place to the devil. Christians giving place to the devil. I don't believe the devil can take over, but we can give him place.
Yeah.
We can let him in. There's so many things I could say there, but if you read Ephesians chapter 4 where it says, neither give place to the devil, that is an extension of the verse right above it that's talking about, that says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of angry people in our country.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of angry people who have been hurt, and now they've become bitter, and now they're angry. And they're not out violently shooting everybody. Some folks are, and you see that on the news every day almost. But you see ISIS. You see terrorism. You see suicide bombers. I mean, you got to be pretty angry. Of course, I know they have a spiritual, but no, they're miserable. They're absolutely miserable inside because they don't have because they're empty. But Christians can get angry too and get a heart full of bitterness and a heart full of hatred. And you know, anger doesn't always manifest itself the same way. Many times anger manifests itself through sarcasm. Through saying things about people that are hateful, but yet you chuckle. I'm just kidding. You know, the fact is you're really bitter to the core, and your anger is coming out. Sometimes it manifests itself by trying to control everything around you. You're a control freak. Well, it's getting real quiet. I ain't even started yet.
Wow. Bring it on.
But I'm getting somewhere with this. But I'm just saying, we can give place to the devil in many different ways. We can speak evil of people. And by the way, that's because we're full of anger and hatred and bitterness. And see, we can't stand that somebody else would be blessed or be good or be happy or have a good family, so we speak evil of them. We speak against them because we're bitter and we're hard and we're hateful. And then it's all because there's a spirit of anger in us. Now, this is a plague in our society today. I don't have time to spend here. Maybe that's another message. But really, what I'm trying to get you to see here is that when God begins to show me something, like maybe I do have an angry spirit, or maybe I am bitter at somebody, or maybe I am having a hard time accepting a certain situation in my life that I don't like, that I'm not happy with. Maybe I am having a hard time relating to what God's doing to me, or maybe I'm having a hard time sending two daughters off to college, or maybe I'm having a hard time with the fact that my church is not growing as fast as I want it to, or maybe I'm having a hard time with the fact that a loved one has just passed away. Listen, there's any number of reasons that people have hard, and this life is hard. Not because we're transgressors, but because surrounded by people who are filled with sin. But the fact is, we have to be careful. And then God, through His Word, brings something to our attention, like maybe anger. And then we begin to kind of just analyze our life and see, wow, I have had a problem with that. And so God brings us to a place of repentance, and then we come to an old-fashioned altar, and we just get on by our bedside at home, and we get right with God, and we begin to let God take that spirit out of us. And that's what I want to get to here. The unclean spirit goes out, and we're finally kind of cleaned up, and we're fresh new, and we begin to serve the Lord with that salt that we heard about. And we begin, because God made us realize that my life was kind of bland. But then we got to be careful with what I'm getting to today. You begin to get to a new level in your life. You begin to realize, wow, you know, God's real again. I'm on fire again. I'm excited about Jesus. I can't wait to win souls. And what I see in our church is people are getting a little bit more, catching the vision of soul winning, and catching a little bit more of giving to missions. And our missions has gone way up since our missions conference, and praise God for it. That's what we want. But the fact is, you've got to understand, church, that with those new levels are coming new devils. Amen. Period. Brother Hewitt and his family, they're about to go up to a new level. They're going to be in Sri Lanka again. Not just talk about it and be prepared for it. And I know they were there before, but the life of a missionary is no different than the life of a Christian, because it's not God's will that everybody go to Sri Lanka, but it is God's will that all of us always be adding to our faith and getting and reaching new levels. But with those new levels come new devils. With new church growth, we have here a young man named Bradley today who just got saved on Friday.
Amen.
And this is a new level for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in church and he's excited, and I'm excited for him. Don't everybody turn around and look at him right now, okay? But I mean, those things happen in life, and God is good to give us. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm more excited about. I'm revived, if you will. My spirit is refreshed, and I'm more in tune with what God's will is for me. And I feel like maybe God's calling me to the mission field, or maybe God's calling me to be a preacher. And listen, that's great. And if you just go ahead and surrender, it would be wonderful, because God will enable you and give you the wherewithal and the power, because through Christ we can do all things. But you've got to be prepared and understand that with those new levels come new devils.
Yeah.
He went and took with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. Now, so the temptation got worse. The temptations around us became more powerful, and they always will. When I begin to take a step forward in my Christian life, when I decide I'm going to start coming to Sunday school, I'm going to be faithful to church. And some of you, I don't need to tell you this. You got saved within the last year, and you got faithful to church, but now you're not as faithful as you used to be. And because of that, because you have been under attack since you began to take a new step up into a new level of faith, really, trusting God. And you've now realized, wow, it seems like the devil is all over me. Can I tell you, he is.
Yes. Right.
But with those new levels come new devils. But I want to give you the good news this morning. Number one, I want you to look with me over in Proverbs 21, verse 31. Proverbs 21, verse 31. Proverbs 21, verse 31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Folks, listen to me. You need to be prepared for these new devils.
Amen.
Don't let it slip up on you that when you feel God moving you to a higher level of faith, doing more for God than you used to do, being, like I said, praying more than you used to. Boy, you're excited about reading your Bible. Brother Byron wants to read his Bible through this school year. And boy, you know, that's a new level. That's a new level. And we had five people saved out on soul winning yesterday. Listen, that's not normal for our little church.
Amen.
But But listen to me. But God is trying to take us to new levels. We're supporting more missionaries now than we ever have, and that's a new level for our church. And listen, but we've got to be prepared that those things are coming. The horse has got to be prepared. That's what it says. Now, obviously, God's not calling us a horse, but He's not calling you a horse. He's called me a horse a few times, but that's between me and God, not you. Amen. But the fact is, we've got to be prepared against the day of battle.
Amen.
You must put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
That you may be able to withstand in the day of evil. That withstand the fiery darts of the wicked. And withstand the wiles of the devil. The temptations and the snares and the new devils that God's bringing, or excuse me, that Satan is bringing your way. As God moves you to a new level, you must be understanding. You must be prepared today. I think about Miss Claudia, who's now teaching a Sunday school class. That's a new level for her. You see, and Brother Warshu's coming, him and Byron were here at soul winning yesterday. Amen. For the first time and since they've been here in church, and that's a new level for them. And I'm just saying, even Brother Sammy is a door greeter and handing out visitor cards. And listen, even these guys who take up the offering, and every time you put missions in that plate, listen to me, I'm talking about new levels. But with those, you got to be prepared. New devils are coming. You've got to be prepared. You can't let it sneak up on you. And hopefully this message will just help you a little bit understanding. You've got to be prepared. And secondly, look back in Proverbs 10, verse 29. Proverbs 10, verse 29. As I prepare, putting on the whole armor of God. I'm not going to go through the armor today, but I want to go over here, and this pretty much wraps up, sums up the armor, if you will. Proverbs 10, verse 29. It's our memory verse.
Yeah.
The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. So not only do I need to be prepared, but I understand safety is of the Lord. That's what the verse just said to us. So if I'm going to find safety of the Lord, I'm going to have to walk in the way of the Lord. I'm going to have to pursue the way of the Lord because that is my strength. So I'm talking about being able to withstand those new devils. I'm going to have strength and safety. I'm going to have strength and safety from those new devils that are coming my way. This is not gonna knock your socks off, so to speak, today. But I wish that you'd pay attention. I wish that you would listen. Because I had something else already prepared to preach, but God laid this on my heart today. Somebody needs this. And if it's not you, you just mark it down. You'll need it one day.
Amen.
But you have got to pursue the way of the Lord. I mean, I'm talking about following hard after God. I'm talking about you focusing on the fact that the way of the Lord, according to Psalm 18, verse 30, the way of the Lord, as for God, His way is perfect.
Amen.
Perfect.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong, nothing sinful or evil in our, that will overtake us if we'll make a point to pursue the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is righteousness.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The way of the Lord is righteousness. Listen, folks, you've got to understand, if I'm going to prepare my life for those new devils, because like Brother Hewitt said in Sunday school, we ought to want to be the best Christian in our church, the best Christian in our society, the best Christian in our home, the best Christian in our job, the best Christian we could possibly be. I'm not comparing myself with you. I want to be the best in God's eyes. But with that, I'm going to have to take new levels. I'm going to have to reach new levels. And with those are going to come new devils.
Right.
I got to be prepared that it's coming. And I need to pursue the way of the Lord, which is righteousness.
Right.
Righteousness.
Then.
It's... Do you know that righteousness gives me strength from God?
Amen.
The horse is prepared, but safety is of the who? The Lord. I'm walking in the ways of righteousness. I'm following the Lord. He is my shepherd. Remember? I'm following my shepherd, and he's leading me in the paths of righteousness. I have safety because I'm following him in his way.
Amen.
Look in chapter 28, Proverbs 28, 18. Proverbs 28, 18. Speaking of pursuing the way of the Lord. Proverbs 28, 18. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. Now listen, that's not your soul salvation. That's being saved in the day of battle. That's being rescued, and safety cometh from the Lord. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be... But notice, he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Folks, it says whoso. That doesn't leave out Christians.
Amen.
You say, "Oh, I'm saved, preacher. I'm all right." You're going to heaven, but there's more to the Christian life than going to heaven.
Amen.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, we need people, saved people, to stop being perverse in their ways, so that they can be strong and safe, and stop getting devoured.
Right.
Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. He that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Because safety is of the Lord. And if I'm walking in his way, then I'm going to be safe. But if I'm a worker of iniquity, I'm just going to have destruction. I'm going to fall at once. It's righteousness, clean living, holiness, just being honest. Yes, I've got to be born again. That goes without saying. I've got to be saved. I've got to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb of Christ. I've got to be righteously reconciled, redeemed unto God. But listen, after that, I still need to walk uprightly. I still need to pursue the way of the Lord, because there's where my strength and my safety is found.
Amen.
I need to prepare for the fact that new devils are coming. You know, I don't know. I can't make you want to reach new levels. But I feel like maybe one or two of you might desire to reach some new levels in your life. I do. I do. I mean, I look over here at Ethan playing the piano, and listen, this is a new level for him.
Amen.
He just got saved not even a year and a half ago.
Amen.
It's a new level. I mean, you just getting out of your bed, dragging your backside to Sunday school is a new level for some of you.
Amen.
I mean, seriously, it is.
Amen.
And I'm not being ugly. I'm just saying it. When you're first getting saved and getting back in church, or it's a new level. But every new level brings new devils.
Yep.
But don't let it surprise you. It's normal. It's going to happen. Just be prepared, first of all, and then realize that my only safety is of the Lord. So I'm going to pursue His way. I'm going to pursue His path. I'm going to follow Him in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I'm going to let Him lead me. I'm not going to keep working iniquity. I'm not going to keep being the same old filthy soul, the sinner that I was. Turning from idolatry is what I'm talking about. Turning from sin unto righteousness, what I'm talking about.
Amen.
That's where you get strength. You say, "Preacher, I don't understand." How many times people have said, "I don't understand why I just keep falling back into the same old sin." Well, I can tell you why. Because you're not doing anything to replace that sin in your life.
Amen.
You're just walking in the same old pathway that you always walked in. Well, of course you're going to keep falling in the same holes.
Yep. Right. Amen.
You've got to walk in the way of the Lord. That strength to the upright. That person, you will be saved there from. Listen, there's a highway of holiness. There's a highway. It's not because I'm holier than thou. It's just because I'm following the Holy One of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want anything other than just to try to encourage you. Finally, I'm going to get to the last one here. Proverbs 27. I'm going to have to be prepared for these new devils. realizing safety is of the Lord. I need the strength of the Lord, walking in the paths of uprightness and righteousness. Proverbs 27, verse 12. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Prudent man is a wise man. A man who realizes new devils are coming. I foresee the fact that new evil is coming my way, and I hide myself. Now listen, I want you to understand something. Hiding myself is not what the world may say it is or what you may think it is. I want you to turn now to Proverbs 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, speaking of seeing the evil, being wise and prudent, foreseeing his coming, and hiding myself. Proverbs 18, verse 10. More of a Bible study this morning, but it's just what God gave me, so I hope somebody will get some help this morning. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Notice, the righteous, there's the one walking in the way of the Lord, runneth into it and is safe. There's where I need to hide myself.
Amen. Right.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, preacher, for a long time I didn't understand that verse. Maybe you did, first time you read it, but really, how can I hide myself in a name? But thank God that He gives us wisdom as we grow, new levels. And He made me realize that hiding myself in His name, listen now, this is going to be real deep. It's me speaking His name to everyone that I see. It's me being a witness of that name. It's me testifying of that name. You see, when I'm witnessing, what I'm doing is I'm telling the world that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other
name
under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You see, what I'm talking about right here is I'm talking about what Brother Hewitt and his precious family are going to do. They're going to proclaim the name of Jesus. And that's why they're going to be safe. See, they're going to take a new level. This is a new level. I mean, they're going back to the mission field.
Yeah.
You don't think Satan's aware of that?
Oh, yeah.
And every time you take a new step in the direction of God, Satan's aware of that. Well, here's where your safety is. Hiding in the name of the Lord. Where is that? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it. And it's saying, I can't run into a name. I can't even run into a person. But what I can do is I can pick up that name and take it with me everywhere I go. And I can spread that name around. And listen to me, you'll be amazed at how much of a rock that name is. A cleft rock where God will hide you. When I'm telling the world about Jesus, the devils have to flee.
Yep.
See, the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But wait a minute. Turn to James 4. Let me show you that. I want you to see it first. You don't think I'm making it. Turn to James chapter 4, verse 7. Here's a word that everybody loves in 2016 American society. Submit! Right? You love that word, don't you? James 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then it says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Instead of me trying to fight the devil, what I need to do is submit myself to God.
Amen.
Instead of me trying to oppose the devil, I need to be prepared. Obviously, I know he's coming. I need to pursue the way of the Lord, which is strength and safety to the upright. I need to be righteous, and yes, but it, all of listen, all of those things combined, listen to me, will lead me to be a witness for my Savior. A witness. A missionary. I don't have to go to Sri Lanka to be a missionary. I mean, if we all went to Sri Lanka, who's going to reach Denton? Who would have told Bradley, right? If we all went to Sri Lanka, who would have told those five people yesterday?
Amen.
Who would have told you? No, I'm just saying to you, listen, when we realize new levels bring new devils, follow me, I will make you fishers of men, Jesus said. The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. And He makes us fishers of men. In that name, in that holy name of Jesus, I find my safety. My strong tower. I run into it and I'm safe. I'm safe.
Yeah.
And there's no devils that can overcome me there because I'm submitting myself to God. His way, His will, His work, His witness.
Yeah.
If you're not fishing, you're not following. I don't want to. I'm done. That's it. I'm done today. I told you it's just something simple the Lord laid on my heart. But listen to me. Somebody needs to listen. It's not mom and dad's job. It's not brother and sister's job. It's not the preacher's job. It's not every other Christian, it's all of our jobs to be witnesses.
Amen.
Witnesses.
Yeah.
And in that name, there's safety. In that strong tower, there is safety. And if I'm following the Lord in passive righteousness, I'm going to be running into that thing all the time. And He's going to hide me there. But listen, that doesn't mean I just go hide off in the corner like a monk. That's not what it's talking about. God didn't call us to be monks. He called us to be missionaries. Soul winners. Witnesses. Hiding in that name. You see, as long as Brother Hewitt is proclaiming the name of Christ in Sri Lanka, Satan has no power over him. Things might happen that he didn't plan for, but that's not because God fell asleep. I don't know who said it originally, but it doesn't matter. But as long as I'm doing what God wants me to do, I'm immortal.
Amen.
Until He's ready to take me home.
Amen. That's right.
Because I'm safe in that rock, in that strong tower.
Amen.
I just want to help you today. Some of you are trying to reach some new levels in your life. And well, that's exciting. And I want it to be exciting. I want you to get excited about what God can do and who God is and how God's blessing and how people are getting saved. And boy, my children are getting different. And I'm beginning to read my Bible more. I'm getting more out of it. It makes more sense. And boy, I look forward to going to church. So you don't have to drag me anymore, preacher. I'll be there. I'll be there. And that's a great... But you've got to understand with those new levels come new devils. Be prepared. Safety is of the Lord, but you've got to be prepared. Put on that armor. Pursue the way of the Lord. Don't walk in the way of the world. Don't walk in the way of everyone else. Pursue the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is righteousness, safety, following Christ, hiding myself when I know that there's evil there. Listen, the Bible says that only the simple man knows there's evil there and just walks into it. Yeah, well, there's evil here. And then you're destroyed. Now that's just not even common sense.
Right.
Know that there's evil coming. Know that it's pursuing you. Know that you can win though by hiding yourself in the name of Christ.
Yeah.
I can hide myself in this book. Yeah, that's true. I can hide myself in prayer. Yeah, that's true. But the longer you do that, the more God's going to break your heart that you need to be telling others about Jesus.
Yeah.
Folks, listen to me. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. God's sending this family to Sri Lanka, but God sent you to Denton.
Yeah.
To this church to serve the Lord right here in Denton.
Amen.
Giving to missions, going soul winning, praying for missionaries, hiding yourself from the evil in the name of Christ, witnessing, telling the world about Jesus. That's my strong tower. Brother DeShazer read it this morning. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. A stronghold. Listen, but it's He knoweth them that trust in Him. He knoweth them. He knoweth who you are. Father, I pray that You would help us this morning.